Greetings, comrades, and welcome to Eastern Border. I think you have noticed that this episode is not called Boats 2, and that the image of this episode is, well, something very different from our logo. And there's a reason for that. The reason is that I currently am unable to publish Boats 2. It's almost done, it was about to be published today, but, well, there we come to the story of the picture. That you see in the show description right now instead of my usual logo, and that will appear as a link below to which you see this. And, you know, once this gets up on Acast, well, we'll have to do something about that too. See, the thing is that after my last episode, where I quoted to you a lot of conspiracy theories from the Russian media and the Russian government and everything, I decided to visualize this because, well, kind of making fun of them and doing my job as a journalist, and I have a very good artist friend of mine that I could just ask to do that. Her name is Elina Braslinya. She, by the way, has won the Investment Coin of the Year, Best Design of 2019, and the Best Children's Book Illustration Award also for 2019, so she's a prominent artist who draws in her certain style. And the thing is that I asked her to basically do a visualization of all these conspiracies and everything that I spoke about in the last episode. So what you see in your logo here right now is a piece called Gay, Jew, Liberal, Fascist, Libertarian, Vegan, Hipster, Intellectual, Mason, funded by George Soros and the United States of America, beating down on Mother Russia. It's a long thing, but it's basically intended as an amalgamation of all the Russian conspiracies together that, you know, they post in their media as reality, as, you know, they're funny to quote sometimes, and it might make for a nice t-shirt material, and it's just there to mock the Russian propaganda on all these issues, just to portray how silly this all is. And, well, I posted that both on Twitter and on Facebook and everywhere with a nice explanation of what this is and what it's made for. Because, well, yeah, the figurine on top, as you can see, the silhouette there. Well, it's basically all the conspiracies and all the stereotypes in one. Because, like I said, this is a visual depiction of what the Russian propaganda tells to people every day. And everything went fine. I posted this on the Eastern Border page on Facebook, and I posted that on Twitter, and then I posted that on various political groups, both Russian and otherwise, on Facebook as well. And everything seemed to be okay. It got a lot of likes and retweets, and I have a lot of new followers now who might be listening to this episode as one of the first ones that they do. Well then, hello there. This is not a very thematical episode. Stalin series coming up too as well. But I posted it everywhere, and people seemed to be really enthusiastic and liked it a lot and shared it a lot, and everything was awesome. It didn't seem that I could offend anyone because, well, I know that at least two of my gay listeners also shared it with a laugh, and my Russian listeners, some of them who live in Europe, also shared it with a laugh because, well, that actually is a very accurate depiction of, well, what Russian media in their state-funded sources try to sell people and what a lot of people actually believe, you know, like I stated in my previous topical episode about how they control the population, about what they tell and sell off as truth and all that stuff. But apparently, and here we get to the really ironic parts, this is considered hate speech. Even though it's explained properly and everything, this is considered hate speech by the Russians, no less. So what happened was that a bunch of people apparently sent messages flagging my post as hate speech against, I don't even know whom really, I guess against Russia or something, but basically it got flagged as hate speech ridiculous amount of times, even though, well, everywhere else that wasn't these specifically groups of Russian opposition, where Russian opposition posts their views and whatever. Everywhere else, nothing was reported, everyone took it in good humor, I explained it well, and people haven't, like, sent me any complaints. But in those Russian opposition groups, in one of them, I actually got, like, 250, or more than 250 likes, and about 100 shares and whatever, and I got reported so many times for hate speech that I was banned from Facebook for like day, I think, and I was also warned and everything, and now apparently they've also decided to message Acast, which is why this episode is going out on Patreon and my homepage and on Twitter and Facebook. But yeah, apparently I can't post Boats 2 on Acast on my big hosting site right now because, well, they have gotten letters from actually some Russian people, including some, well, high-standing political figures in their own country. Yes, yeah, so I managed to really, really hurt someone in Russia with this because I can obviously spot the irony here. As you can probably see, that this image is a nice little mockery of all the nice little troubles facing Russia right now. As you can see, this just kind of proves their own language, their own propaganda about how every person from the Baltics is a fascist and liberalism is essentially fascism and how gay people want to conquer the world and how libertarians and all the other free market types are secretly hidden Nazis and how the Jews with Masons and everything control the world, everything. Yeah, finally, if Facebook accepts this visualization of that, very well explained one of that, where we had no other complaints, then you can see how that is actually hate speech, which was the goal. And hey, even Acast themselves had said that they were wrong about the situation, but they still need some time to sort things out. So yeah, those are my very recent adventures in this whole matter of what is free speech and whom can you mock. And apparently I'm a gigantic thorn in some Russian clerk's ass at this point, due to all this stuff. But, well, Boats are coming next, and Stalin's coming next, because as soon as this is sorted out, first we're going to finish the Boats, then we're going to do Stalin, it's going to be great. But in the meantime, folks, have some requests for you. Number one, please do become our patrons, that's as usual, or just please support the show if you can, share it, like it, whatever. Secondly, there's a donate button, the easternborder.lv homepage, go there, click it. Please support the show that way. We have some special stuff incoming too. Also, we're working hard to bring all of this together in a nice little package with the Boats and Talent series, which you have to finish. But for now, you know that the image that you're seeing in the show description, and that's in the link for you to share as well. Well, apparently that causes massive amounts of butthurt for people who hate democracy, who are basically blatantly thieving oligarchs who mess with other people's property. So, if you may, please, I allow you to, and I encourage you to download this image, share it, post it everywhere, and type a nice little link. Just throw all the stereotypes that you can see in that image together, beating down on Russia, apparently causing all the possible troubles for the country there. Just, you know, post a link that has come from the Eastern Border Show, and that will also do a great deal of good to us. But yeah, as soon as I can post back to Acast, I will do so. But for now, well, sorry about this very short episode, but that's the best that I can do at this moment. Thank you, and до свидания, товарищ.
Thank you for listening to The Eastern Border. If you have any comments or specific details you'd like to know, you're welcome to leave it in the comment section on our site, theeasternborder.lv, and we'll rummage even to the western border to find you an answer. Like this podcast? Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or on our RSS feed. Happiness is mandatory. Good reviews and donations feed the farmers of our kolkhoz in the great motherland. The Eastern Border salutes you.
This podcast is part of the Dark Myths Collective. Visit darkmyths.org for more shows like this one. The Dark Myths Void.